Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Brandt's our guest. He's the president of Development Specialists Incorporated. That's DSI.biz, right, Bill?
It is, sir.
So check it out, folks. He's got a lot of good stuff there that you need to read. Some perspectives on operating your business that you won't find anywhere else. I encourage you to go there. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bill, as you know, folks, is in addition to being a global businessman and having his business is global, he also is very connected to the Democrat Party. And Bill, I know you've been in some high-level meetings lately, and one of the things that I think people are wondering about is what is Bill Clinton's agenda? He's, on the one hand, he's, you know, shoulder to shoulder with President Obama. Then the next year, he'll go out and say something that sounds like he's not for Obama. And I feel like I'm watching a head fake on a football field. What do you think?
I think he's doing just fine. And the reason I say that is, you know, Clinton is at a point in his life where he thinks, as an elder statesman, he can speak the truth and be fairly blunt. And in many cases where he thought, I would suggest that the Obama campaign might have gone a little bit too far to the over the edge on defining private equity as the next great evil.
Right.
Of course, it's not.
Right.
Obama has basically said, no, you know, that's not where the focus should be. The focus should fairly be, if Romney says his track record as a businessman makes him a better president, then it's fair to examine his track record, but
right.
not to indict all business.
But is that helping Obama?
Yes, and I'll tell you why I think it helps Obama. Because I think the American people actually appreciate the fact that Clinton speaks his mind, cuts through the clutter, and says what many of them are thinking, and almost like an umpire on the field says, look, let's be fair about this. You know, now
I agree with that, because that sounds.
Let me finish then. Okay. And so, Bill is going to be back at this ever more so in September and October when voters are paying attention. And what he will have done by making the comments he's making now is he will continue to establish his credibility in the public sector. When he comes out with a statement in October, either pro Obama or slightly trying to modulate it, people are going to say, you know, he's been consistent for 6 or 7 months. He said what's on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He gives a fair reading. So I look at it as serving of the Obama campaign well. He is building up his credibility, and everybody understands if he's slightly displeased with the Obama strategy, he'll say so.
They see it as being honest, and if he's still for Obama, then that will inure to Obama.
Well, I think it inures to Obama in this sense. If he makes comments in October, when actually more people will be listening, the general consensus will be that he has been honest mm-hmm. and forthright heretofore, and there's no reason to assume he's being anything but that now.
Mm-hmm. I see. Very interesting. I wondered what the psychology was in all this. And
I'm not saying there's a plan here.
I think
Clinton is being Clinton. I think occasionally it probably gives all of the Obama people, or some of them, heartburn. But if they took the long view, I'm a great believer in Bill. If they took the long view, he's serving their interests well. He's building up their credibility for when they need it.
I don't think Bill Clinton does anything accidentally.
No. I will tell you, the man is smarter than a fox.
I believe
he knows what he's doing.
Well, here's the thing. Bill Clinton is a politician, and I've come to decide that President Obama is not a politician. Bill Clinton is a consummate politician. Barack Obama is not a politician. I mean, in the professional status is what I'm talking about.
I would think they're both politicians, but I would think, and even Obama would agree, I believe, the world only sees the like of a Bill Clinton-class politician once or twice a century. Even the Republicans will tell you this is one of the best political minds you've ever seen.
No question. Well, Bill Clinton is a politician. Barack Obama, I really believe, is an ideologue, and that's different from a politician. So what do you think about...
So where do you put John Boehner, then, or Eric Cantor?
Legislators. So,
I see.
So the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that they are likely to uphold the individual mandate. I could be all wet. Yeah, I do. I think they will be. I think that there's ample history, and you know, that they operate on that principle stare decisis, which means they're controlled by previous decisions. And there's a raft of previous decisions about all of this that they can make this fit into.
Yeah. So,
if they reject it, I've never viewed this. I mean, I'm a little to the left of most people on health care. This, to me, has always been the last gasp of doing a favor for the insurance industry. Stop and think about it. The individual mandate forces Americans to buy a product mm-hmm. from an insurance company.
Yeah.
If this fails and the whole thing falls apart, then maybe we should go back to what I believe should be workable, and that is a government-run health program, much as they have in the rest of the world, and we're accepted from. There are all kinds of problems, I'm the first one to tell you, with the way some of those programs are administered.
Yeah.
But this particular structure was designed as a last gasp to keep the insurance companies involved, and if it doesn't work, it's really their problem, not ours.
Well, you and I couldn't disagree more on the healthcare thing. I still believe in market-based solutions, because a market-based solution is working for me and many other people.
Everybody. Well, for many other people.
But then make a program for those people. Don't make the other 90% of us fit into that government vessel.
I don't have a problem with that. I think perhaps a lot of it is ill-designed, but they've tried to jerry-rig a system to keep the insurance industry happy, and it may not work.
I got to wrap it up. What's gonna be the vote on November 6th? How's it gonna work out?
Too close to call, and I'm dead
still
serious.
Too close
that.
To call. Okay.
Still too close to call.
Well, we'll see. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. And I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.